Hi, this is Josh on Everyone's Station, 88.9 FM.
Good morning, how are you?
Pretty good.
That's good. For good
another,
to hear.
Good for another week. You like me saying that, don't you?
It's scary because we were just saying it just seems like yesterday that the four of us were here.
Yes. Yeah. And we're back again.
We are. That's right.
That's magical, isn't it, Robin?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yes.
I really love Wednesdays because we have Joe and Sharon in the studio.
We do.
Fun day.
We do have a fun day, don't we?
We do.
We have a laugh and a giggle.
We do. It's better than a cry.
Yeah.
And a whinge.
Yes.
Although I've got a whinge. No, I'm joking. Okay, so what's up? What's happening? Later on, you're going to be giving us your recipe for this week.
Yes, I will be. Yep.
Hot Diggity suggested we might have cold weather.
Yes. Yep.
And if you want to speak to Joe,
you can. 66822649.
That's right. Oh, we've got to find a cold song. Sorry, yes. You keep talking.
It's a lovely day outside. I think it's going to be hot. It rained in Casino this morning a little bit, and then it came out sunshine, so I don't know what the weather's doing.
Yeah, yes, it is. It was same here. It rained on the way here.
Yes. Not very much, actually.
Same, just sprinkled.
Yeah.
Oh dear, wouldn't you know I put the word cold in what comes up? Cold sizzle.
I know.
So we'll try it on this side.
We're going to play a request too, because yesterday I went to Lismore and went shopping at the square.
Oh, did you?
Hmm.
And?
And I run into Jack. Hello, Jack, if you're listening. And Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going good. They'll be here today.
They will.
Yes, after me. Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
So, sorry, what request were we going to play?
One for the bus driver, Alan.
Oh, it was okay.
Because I played him a couple of weeks ago, a song.
Yes.
And he wants the song again. Do you know that song called the Car, the Milk in the West?
Ernie.
Yes.
I know Ernie.
I remember that. Yes. Good morning to Alan, the bus driver in Lismore. He does a great job.
All right, I'll find that song while you're talking.
He's a lovely man. He's a nice bloke.
That's good.
Yes.
So that's Alan.
Yes. Used to be my driver in Kyogre as well.
Oh, cool. That's good.
Yes.
So what's the bus driver this morning that you had? Was it Peter?
Peter.
Oh, you caught the bus down from Kyogre this morning?
Not today.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Peter. Right. Yeah, hello, Peter.
Peter, pumpkin eater.
Yes. 88.9 FM. Good morning, Alan. Have a good day.
As they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round, and he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now, Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, cause pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his winged way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood to his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't off kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her, he sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them, and tried to keep them apart. And Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him underneath his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52, he didn't want to die. And now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky.
where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and the milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West!
AJ Magne is crazy. He's holding a mammoth Mad March sale. All stock must be cleared out. It's crazy at Macaulay Street, North Lismore. AJ Magne's mammoth Mad March sale. It's just crazy.
Our sponsor.
The Burntwood Cafe, the best little coffee shop on the far north coast. The Burntwood Cafe on the strip at Woodburn, open 7 days from 6 a.m. And now, from Wednesdays to Sundays, the best pizzas and burgers on the coast. The Burntwood Cafe, Pacific Highway, Woodburn.
Come on, Banjo, in the car. No, not our car, her car. Because her car's up for rego and needs tyres. M&T Tyres have great specials this month. Buy four cars only Terenza Serenity Plus tyres, get one free. Come on, Banjo. M&T Tyre Centre, 131 Woodlark Street, Lismore. Yes, Banjo, our sponsor.
Found you sleeping.
The Woodburn Evans Head Golf Club is ramping up for the cooler weather. Something happening every Saturday during March. New members welcome. Call Bernadette, 668-22385. The club welcomes mums with babies. Check them out on the web.
Our sponsor.
Ah, bugger. The hose on me dozer she broke. Well, ring up that fella, the Hydrolink bloke. He had the day off. It's Sunday, you geek. Call out Saldu any day of the week. What is the number? Here's my hero. 66217600. Hydrolink, hydraulic hose and fitting service, 3 Chain Road, Lismore. Talk to Paul or Adrian. Open 6 days, call outs 7.
Our sponsor.
Next Gen Mazda 3 is a design revolution. The interior features a breathtaking level of craftsmanship. The finishes and materials beyond anything that's come before. Grand claims, but in case you don't believe them, all we ask is one thing. Take a drive. Next Gen Mazda 3. Driving is believing. At your Mazda dealer now.
Hi, this is Josh on Everyone's Station, 88.9 FM.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. It's just some evil scheme. A memory from the lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold? It made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying dear for things you really didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make those teardrops. And melt your cold, cold heart. Woo! It hurts to see you sit and cry. You know I need, I want your love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try, it just ain't smart. And melt your cold, cold heart. Yeah.
That was a double request, would you believe, Josh?
Yeah.
Yep. Jerry Lee Lewis, Cold, Cold Heart.
Yep.
For Smithy and for Smithy, young Jeffrey.
Yep. Yep. Good song too.
It is. I've got it by Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Couldn't find Hank Williams. I know I've got it, but yeah. I couldn't find it. Never mind. Anyhow, that was a double request. And we had Jimmy Barnes, Stone Cold. And for your mate, the bus driver.
Alan.
Alan.
We had the milk car in the West.
Benny Hill, the fastest milkman in the West.
Yes.
All right. So what have you been doing all week?
Not much.
Not much?
I just went to the square yesterday. There's a lot of people there yesterday. It's packed.
Oh.
It's not school holidays.
No, it's not.
No. It's very busy.
Okay. What'd you go there for?
Just have a look around.
Hang around?
Yeah.
Mm. Where are you going Saturday?
I didn't see Hot Diggity up there because he was here.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Plus, yes. I've told him to stop hanging around shopping centres because of the virus.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good place to stay away from unless you've got to go.
If you, they said they're running out of toilet paper at the supermarkets now.
I don't understand why.
I don't know. I don't understand why.
But that made me think, although this is a really stupid subject.
Yes, I know.
It really is. What is that ding?
I don't know. I think it's her phone.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh.
The ding's okay. I just wondered what it was. I knew it's not my phone because I forgot to bring it.
Yeah.
Sharon, yes. Don't worry about it.
I'll just put it on silent.
No, then you won't know you've got a message.
I don't want it, my phone on anyway.
Oh, no. I thought it might have been a little Tinkerbell or something. getting back to what we're saying.
Toilet paper, yeah.
Thank you. Wonder when toilet paper was invented.
Don't know.
Mm. That's a good thing to look up.
Mm.
And what was pre-toilet paper?
It used to be
leaves.
I don't know.
Newspaper. Mum used to cut it in. They used to cut it into squares and put it on a string.
That's right.
Okay. Maybe one of the listeners knows.
Oh,
they might.
All right. So we might. Are you ready to do your recipe, or do you want to practice some more?
I'll practice some more.
Okay.
I'll come back to it a bit later.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Let's have midnight oil, cold change.
Yeah.
If you want to join this madhouse.
Yes, you do. 668-22-649. 88.9 FM.
How embarrassing.
Cumulus Dental, our sponsor, your family dentist. Cumulus Dental, 83 Woodlight Street, Lismore, 6621 5528.
Grass is growing so fast you can hear it, but you need a new mower. You can't go past a zero-turn Ferris from Lismore Motorcycles. Ferris is the only zero-turn mower with suspension. Lismore Motorcycles, 3 Chain Road, Lismore.
Our sponsor.
Martin Brothers Earth Moving. Call the Martin Brothers on 0427 832 395 for all your earth moving needs, including but not limited to driveways, drainage, land clearing, house pads and road building. Our sponsor, Martin Brothers Earth Moving.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away.
Valley Tree Service. Talk to Ross on 6662025. He's got the right vibes and a heavy duty mulcher. Richmond Valley Tree Services, aka RVTS.
Sarwood Timbers are your locally owned and operated distributors of quality Ranbuild sheds, garden sheds, workshops, garages, in fact any sort of shed built using 100% quality Australian blue scope steel. Ranbuild sheds come complete, nothing left to buy. Ask about the 12-month interest-free offer until the end of April 2020. Our sponsor, Sarwood Timbers and Building Supplies, Alstonville. They can give you the right advice for the right price. 66281101.
Dad was told he couldn't return home after his fall. It was hard for both of us. We didn't know where to begin. Luckily, Carrie did.
Thanks for calling Baptist Care. Carrie speaking. How can I help?
At Baptist Care, we know the transition into residential aged care can be difficult.
Our aged care support team make it easier, helping you understand all your options and the costs involved. Finally, aged care advice made simple. Call 1300 275 227.
Our posta.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a bitch. I would know.
And we had Foreigner, Cold as Ice, and Midnight Oil, Cold, Cold Change.
Yep.
And it's now, what time?
10:38 on 88.9 FM, Richmond Valley Radio.
And it's now recipe time, I think.
I think it is.
Okay, so what are we cooking?
Are we cooking pikelets, easy pikelets.
Okay, now I'm going to need this because I have never made a pikelet in my life. I've made pancakes.
Everyone will be hungry.
Yes. All right. So what do we need? What do we use in pikelets?
One cup of, what's it say there?
Self-raising
flour.
Oh, okay. A cup of self-raising flour.
Yep. Two cups.
Tablespoons.
Two tablespoons of caster sugar.
Oh, sugar, caster sugar, all right.
Yeah.
How much?
How much?
How much sugar?
About two.
2 tablespoons.
Yep.
Okay.
1 egg.
1 egg. Okay. 1 whole chook egg.
Yes.
Yep.
And 3 quarters of cup milk.
Oh, 3 quarters of a cup of milk.
Yep.
All right.
Very good, Josh.
Is that all we need to make them?
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so what's the first thing we do?
First thing is, what's it say?
So combine a flour.
Combine flour and sugar.
So you put sugar and the flour together. Sugar yep. and flour.
Yep.
Yep.
Then you put
so gradually
whisks the in the egg and the milk.
All right, you dump the egg and the milk in together?
Yep.
To make it smooth?
To make it smooth.
Oh, good, thank you, Sharon.
Better.
Better.
Butter.
And he was going to say whiskey.
Oh, really?
He's going to add whiskey, yeah. Oh, actually, whiskey in the egg.
Thank goodness you didn't say that.
Might taste nice, Josh.
It might too.
It could do. And so that's all you do. Then you must have to cook it somewhere.
Yeah, in the stove.
So then, what's that?
Dip it, is it?
So drop?
Drop.
Spoonful
for mixture.
Into grease pan.
And a grease pan.
Just a spoonful?
So yes.
Drop spoonfuls of mixture into grease pan.
In the pan. And can you do more than one at a time?
Well,
you wouldn't just cook one spoonful at a time,
so
would you?
Each, yeah. Eat. So drop spoonfuls of mixture. So
I'm not
fill the
questioning
pan.
You.
No, I know that. I'll cook them for you in a minute, Robin. But I'll put the whiskey in, like Josh said.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I think rum would be better.
Yeah. Actually, that butterscotch schnapps would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
I tasted that the other day. Oh, dear. Very nice.
Did you make them?
No, I tasted one the other day at a party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's butterscotch lolly, so I had to stop.
Okay, so you've got all these drops in your little pan.
Yeah, you've got all your little dollops.
How hot do you get the pan? Fairly hot?
Medium,
I reckon.
So,
when you cook them, Josh, did you get it medium or really hot?
Really hot.
Yeah, because when you do a pancake, you've got to get it fairly hot, so it's smoking, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You burnt them, didn't you?
No.
And then I guess you get a, what is it, you flip them with?
With a spatula.
Good
Very
one.
Good, Josh.
Good one. See, you do know.
Yes.
A spatula.
So you got to wait until the bubbles appear.
That's right. Yeah. Wait for bubbles to
appear.
To appear on top of the pikelets.
On top of the pikelets, yes.
Then you flip
turn
them
over.
Yes.
Don't flip them like they do in the movies.
No.
They land up on the ceiling.
Yeah,
I wish I could do that.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Then when they're cooked, you take them out, put butter on them and jam.
Everyone be hungry now.
She wants cheese. What do you want? Jam and cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a nice cup of tea.
Yes, sounds good.
Or coffee.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
So
we will put your recipe on the Facebook page.
Yes, we will. So if anyone wants to look at it, they can.
Yep. And we might put a picture up as well of the pikelets.
I got a picture here, actually.
I can't grab that one.
No.
No. I will find the picture.
Yeah, put
it on. And next week, what are we going to do? We can tell everyone to get ready for it.
Next week. Probably chocolate chip.
Oh, chocolate chip. Cookies. My favourite.
Yeah, I love them too.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good. So chocolate chip cookies.
The week after that, I might have banana cake.
Oh, banana cake the next week after that. Wow.
You forgot to tell the listeners what you made on Friday.
Banana cake at home.
Yeah.
Oh, did you at home? Okay, so you've been doing some cooking at home.
Mum has. I watched her how to cook the banana cake.
Oh, so do you think you'll remember? I'm sure you will.
She's got ingredients. Yes.
Yep.
It's his grandmother's
recipe.
You might be able to give that up.
No.
Last mum.
Yeah, check with mum. Otherwise, we'll get the original Joshua recipe.
Yes. And he didn't even wait till it was iced. He said it smelt so good.
No.
Had to have it hot out of the oven. That's the best, I reckon.
It is.
Yeah. Warm out of the oven.
All right.
I think we're hungry now, but
we
are.
I reckon too.
What's cooking? Richmond Valley Radio. That's what's cooking.
Yum.
Save your lemons, get them up in the tree. Save your peaches, really don't get to me. Talk about something sure gonna make me shy. Go on, get some rhubarb pie. Well, that's what it's all about. Rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. It might rain tomorrow, better get some before I die. Hey, little mama, can I walk with you? Got a hole in my pocket, another one in my shoe. Eyes in the kitchen, setting out the windowsill. Talk about make my eyes bug out. Lord, it surely will. Rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. In my rain tomorrow, better get some before I die. This rhubarb show is good. Rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. It might rain tomorrow, better get some before it dies. Rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. It might rain tomorrow, better get some before it dies.
Southern Cross Hygiene sell and service industrial vacuums, scrubbers and pressure cleaners? A station sponsor.
After a bargain? For the month of March, Better Home Living Casino and Lismore are having a massive clearance sale on all furniture. All floor stock must be cleared to make way for new brands. Come along and grab a bargain at our sponsor, Better Home Living Casino and Lismore. Go local, go better.
It's thrilling performance meets impressive fuel efficiency. It's finely crafted detail meets space for seven seats. And its advanced technology meets five-star ANCAP safety. New Mazda CX-9, the family SUV that perfectly balances stunning design, fine craftsmanship, and ample cargo space. Its luxury meets family. Test drive new Mazda CX-9 at your Mazda dealer today.
I mushed from Point Barron through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog Saloon. As I walked in the door, the music was clear. The prettiest voice I had heard in 2 years. The song she was singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below.
It was red-headed Lil who was singing so sweet. I reached down and took the snow packs off my feet. I reached for the gal who was singing the tune. We did the Eskimo hop all around the saloon. with a caribou crawl and a grizzly bear hug. We did our dance on a Kodiak rug. The song she kept singing made a man's blood run cold. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. I was as innocent as I could be. I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife-to-be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, you'll be 6 feet below.
Want to live the lifestyle you love? Hi, it's Kerry here from Summerland Credit Union. With competitive rates, fast approvals, and a team of experienced lenders, Summerland are here to help you. So, if you want to start living the lifestyle you love, talk to us on 1300 802 222, online at summerland.com.au, or drop into your nearest branch. Summerland, your local credit union making a difference.
See us for terms and conditions. Lending criteria applies. Australian Credit Licence 239238.
Our poster.
Come on, Banjo, in the car. No, not our car, her car. Because her car's up for rego and needs tyres. M&T tyres have great specials this month. Buy four cars only, Terenza Serenity Plus tyres, get one free. Come on, Banjo, M&T Tyre Centre, 131 Woodlark Street, Lismore. Yes, Banjo, our sponsor.
Cutting Edge Mowers 133 Johnston Street Casino stock a range of Rato products. Firefighting pumps to protect your home during bushfire season. Transfer pumps for cattle troughs. Camping or blackouts, you can't beat a Rato generator. Cutting Edge Mowers, 662 3000, our sponsor.
Well, it's plain to see you're giving me a cold shoulder. You put a chill on every thrill with a cold shoulder. All the time I wait around to get a little squeeze, but nothing ever happens, 'cause you just stand there and freeze. It ain't polite to waste moonlight on a cold shoulder. It isn't smart to give my heart a cold shoulder. I need your love to warm me through and through. But I always get a cold shoulder from you. All the time I wait around to get a little squeeze, but nothing ever happens, 'cause you just stand there and freeze. It ain't polite to waste moonlight on a cold shoulder. It isn't smart to give my heart a cold shoulder. I need your love to warm me through and through. But I always get a cold shoulder from you.
Hey, are you registered yet for a 2020 Coastal Charity Walk? Enjoy one of the spectacular beach walks taking place on the Kingscliff Coast, 14th of March, Byron Coast, 30th of May, and Coffs Coast, 14th of June. This year to raise support for the region's Westpac Lifesaver Rescue Helicopter. Why stop at one when you can take on all three in the Triple Chopper Challenge? Step up and sign up today at www.coastalcharitywalk.com.au. This community information brought to you by the volunteers and sponsors of 88.9 FM.
Jimmy Barnes.
Yes.
Featuring Tina Arena and Joe Bonamassa.
Yep.
Yep. That fly really likes you. It's on your head again.
I think it's a lucky fly.
We had Johnny Cash, Cold Shoulder. And we had Johnny Horton, who we haven't heard from for a while, when it's springtime in Alaska.
Yes.
Yes, I guess Alaska is pretty cold.
It is.
I never thought of that. We could find cold theme songs like snow and ice.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll change the theme, hey? What do you reckon?
It might, yeah.
What's
another thinking of another theme?
You were?
I don't know. What do you think?
What do I think?
About that one this morning. Days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I can do that.
8 days a week.
Good one, Josh.
What's the eighth one?
Very good.
Don't know. Might be Sunday.
All right. Okay. Sorry, so let's start with Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
It's 11 o'clock on 88.9 FM, Richmond Valley Radio. Where's the morning gone?
Don't know. Rainy days and Mondays.
Yep.
I don't like Mondays. Monday's experts, home on a Monday. Manic Monday, that's a good one.
Manic Monday.
Yeah. Mm. So which one?
Manic Monday.
All
right. 88.9 FM, Richmond Valley Radio. Josh, Sharon and Robin and Joe.